everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Emily Hoskins. I just graduated from Marshall High School for 3.5 years. You may have seen me on the altar acolyting, or maybe sometimes with my dad helping ushering every once in a while. I've grown up at Holy Cross, which has provided me with the most memorable experience, like going to Shrinemont or going to Dungannon, and even being part of the youth group for a while. And I've met some of my best friends here, and I love talking to everyone after the service. So going right into the gospel, even though it's fairly short, I think there's a lot of things to take from it, like certain themes presented throughout it, such as uncertainty and difficult times and being able to overcome it. Jesus shows himself up on the mountain, and the disciples are hesitant to believe who's in front of them. Knowing that Jesus has died, it's easy to criticize the disciples for having doubt, but I cannot say that I would have acted any different. Some of you may have been feeling doubt in the last few months. I remember during November and December of 2019 being completely exhausted from the past year. I said to myself over and over, 2020 is going to be my year. And well, 2020 came, and for a while, I didn't feel anything but doubt. First, Australia experienced fires for weeks on end, and not soon after, NBA star Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a helicopter accident. 2020 was not off to a good start. And just when things seemed to be settling down, the worldwide pandemic struck, with so many deaths and so many cases. Even if you yourself haven't gotten sick or known anyone who has, constantly hearing about it cannot be easy for anyone. Having to adapt to a new way of living very quickly is very challenging. Like most, I had to completely change my routine for the past few months to ensure that I was staying healthy, as well as making sure that everyone else around me was staying healthy. And while this is all for the good, I have to admit that it's very frustrating at times. Like, how much longer will I have to stay 6 feet apart from anyone in public? And when will I be able to take my mask off during softball practice in 90-degree weather? Will I even be able to attend college in the fall? I felt doubt, maybe even a little defeated. Doubt can be especially prominent today. Doubt comes of a feeling of uncertainty, which causes a lot of anxiety. The recent death of George Floyd sparked doubt all across America. Doubt in our justice system, doubt on those around us, and doubt that anything will get better. But with doubt comes hope and belief. Like, what about the fact that carbon dioxide levels have dropped so much due to less manufacturing or having time to focus on people that matter? The fact that life can finally slow down a little bit, or maybe you've even got to spend more time with your family and have actually been able to eat a meal with everyone for the first time in a few years. Maybe you've tried new things. For me, my dad, my brother, and I, we've kind of got into this game called Fortnite, which I would never actually do if I wasn't stuck at home. But I think it's really crucial in times like these to spread as much hope as possible and use your privilege and your voice in hopeful ways. And yes, these times are uncertain, but the gospel says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." To me, this means you can place your hope and uncertainty into Jesus. With all uncertainty and doubt, Jesus is certain. And even though you may not be able to go to church every Sunday, you can still find other ways to worship. For me, every Sunday on my morning Starbucks run, I jam out to worship music. It's not much, but I can definitely feel hopeful for the days to come after. Finally, I want to end my sermon with a thank you to all of you. Holy Cross has been a place of certainty for me for the last 18 years, and I've always felt at home. All of you guys are certain things in each other's life, and being able to communicate together during these doubtful times is something strong and special. 2020 is a year of community, and 2020 will be my year.